This is Chris.
Yes, Chris, it's Samantha here again. Did you review my message?
Yeah, I couldn't read it. Let me see. So you're saying it's just Penguin Publishers without a space.
.com. Correct.
Let me try it again here.
Okay.
It says showing results for Penguin Publishers. Search instead of penguinpublishers.com. So Penguin Books.
Which search engine are you using? I mean, are you using Chrome or Firefox?
Google.
I understand it's Google, but where exactly are you opening it? Are you opening it on Chrome or Firefox?
I'm not. It must be Chrome.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, this is an internal issue on your particular system. Are there any securities or firewalls that are, installed or integrated in your system? Maybe a VPN or something like that?
We have Webroot.
Because I can see it opening up. I even shared the link on the text message with you as well. So if you click directly on the link, it should open up too.
Here's penguinpublishers.com.
Mm-hmm.
Top selling books written.
There you go. You got it.
Okay.
Okay. So, Chris, all I want to say, see, returning your money, that's not an issue. But right now, we are already progressing towards the completion of the book. And right now, I believe the team has already sorted out two short stories off the manuscript as well. So all I'm saying is that you can opt out once if you see that the quality is not meeting the standards, or if you feel that at any point of time you are feeling dissatisfied. That makes sense. See, you had questions, concerns, which makes perfect sense. I mean, obviously, if I was in your shoes as well, I'd be very, vigilant as well. You know, I'm very cautious in terms of placing an online order. I understand all of that, but at least give us a chance to pull this through, provide you some work, and then if it doesn't make any sense, you always have this option or this door open to request for a refund.
So what did you say about the two stories?
I said that we already have sorted out and edited two stories. There is a draft pending for you to see. Review that. Provide your feedback. Let's see how it goes. If it doesn't work out, then you can call it quits. That's not a problem at all. See, you've just placed the order with us. So give us some time at least to show what we can do. If it doesn't work, then you know that it's mentioned in your contract that you can just, request for a refund, and we will provide that to you.
I never saw any contract.
You didn't get any contract?
No.
Okay, just stay with me on the line, please. Okay, Chris, I do see the contract here in my system. Once we hang up, I will share the contract with you as well. So rest assured, you're in safe hands. I know it's difficult for you to trust some stranger who's talking to you over the phone right now and trying to resolve all the concerns. But rest assured, Chris, if there is anything that goes sideways, right now we've just initiated the project. You had concerns. I clarified all of that to you. I'll be sharing the link for Codex App Pro as well via email so that you can review it. I'll attach my search results. I'll attach the link of the site. Along with that, I'm going to ask the project manager to provide you with the draft as well, the one that the team has worked on recently. And with all of that, I will also be sharing the contract that I see documented in my system. So you have everything on your end. Review the manuscript or draft that is being prepared by the editing team for you, and let us know whatever revisions you have. The sooner you get back to us, the sooner we'll be able to align the next draft for you to review. And it's not a lengthy book, Chris. It's a short project. I don't think that there would be any concerns or issues until and unless you're dissatisfied with the quality. That's a different thing, okay? So if there's any concerns, anything at all whatsoever, you just tell your project manager that you want to have a word with me. My name is Samantha. Write it down somewhere if you like. And you also have my cell number now since I've texted you. Save it. You can drop me a text anytime. If there's anything at all that is confusing you, talk to me. I'll clarify that. If I don't have any answers for you, Chris, I'm going to tell you to proactively take your money and, you know, take your business elsewhere, okay?
Well, I think that I'm not sure what they're doing about the money end of it because I called American Express and told them that I didn't think I was dealing with a legitimate company here, so I'm not sure what the status is on the $599 that I originally paid.
Oh, gosh. Chris, now why would you do that? I mean, you could have requested for a refund from us. See, I'm talking to you right now. The only
Well, I called a couple times and nobody called me back.
Oh, I apologize for that. See, let me just give you a little piece of advice, regardless of the fact whether you work with us on the longer run or not. These third parties or a dispute comes in, a scenario where the company goes out on you or they refuse to provide you a refund. In that case, you are entitled to actually contact your financial provider, whether it's your credit card company or your bank, to initiate a dispute. But in a case like this, you had concerns. You're discussing them with me. I responded back to the concerns, which is a legit response. I mean, it's not something that I'm, you know, just beating around the bush or anything. I'm giving you factual information transparently. So if I'm unable to resolve that or if I'm unable to provide you your money back, that is when you actually reach out to your bank. Can you call them and drop the dispute?
No, I won't do that because I'm still questionable. And if I see some project advancement like you're talking about, I would consider doing that. But
okay, Chris, you do understand that this dispute can close off our complete merchant, which has almost $500,000 at this point of time in the account. Dispute is a red flag. So
well, you know
this,
what? You shouldn't use somebody like Codex. When somebody looks them up, it turns out that they're not show up as a legitimate. If I had done that and it looked like it was a bank or a financial institution, it would have been one thing. When I look it up and it shows it's a skincare product place and nobody calls me back from that place, I still you can understand why I'd get a little suspicious.
I understand where you're coming from. See, the problem is that Codex Lab, we are their clients, just like how you are our client. They're entitled to get back to us, but they're not entitled to give customer support to our clients because that's our job, right? You're our client. You have nothing to do with
why
Codex
would
Lab.
Why would a financial institution be called a lab?
It's completely, see, this is not an government-affiliated financial institution. It's a private institute. Now, anybody can name anything. If they want to name a company, it completely depends on them, Chris. There are a lot of people who keep weird names, weirder than Codex Lab, to be very honest. I also had this question initially, but I understand the kind of work they do, so that's the reason why the name is there. If you want, I can schedule a call with someone at Codex Lab, and then maybe you can ask them this question yourself, why exactly, what they thought of, and why did they name it Codex Lab, you know? Chris,
and why does it show up on their business, on the Google as being an actual, doesn't say anything about being a financial institution.
Do you understand how search engine optimization works? Just like how I showed you PenguinPublishers.com right now, since Penguin Random House had done their marketing and the search engine optimization to the mark, that's the reason why their links are coming up first in the first preference of Google. Similar to that, Codex Lab Pro, they haven't done a good search engine optimization on their brand. That's the reason why the other brand, the skincare product brand, that is coming up first. So it's all about Google, search engine optimization, keyword optimization, all of that back-end algorithm, it's ranking the results or the links accordingly to the way they have worked on their marketing. And here is the link for CodexLabPro.com. This is the link. This is actually our merchant. you can review this as well. Let me go ahead and have the email jotted out. Let me share the progress with you, and then you can let me know. I'll just call you back within, like, let's say half an hour. I'll call you back, and if everything is sorted, you'll have to take back the dispute, Chris. If you want your money back, we can refund you, but do not put us in jeopardy, because then my legal team will get involved. That's a huge question.
Sorry, we've already started that process. I mean, all I did was complain to American Express that I was concerned about the money, since mm-hmm. I didn't see the institution where it went to was not a financial institution.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't understand why they're
okay,
showing
I
up.
Okay, I think it's your first time. I think it's your first time. That's why you're being confused. You talk to anybody in this industry, talk to any other publication house, and all of them are using these merchants. So if you have a problem working with a merchant, you're not even working with them directly. That's our headache, okay? We told you that we received the money. We asked you to send the money there, or we charge your card to the merchant. Once that is done, it's you and us. Codex Lab is nowhere in between. We notified you that the payment went through Codex Lab to us. That means we have the amount. Codex Lab is nobody in the middle. If that is a huge hassle. And if that is a hassle, you know, working with a merchant, I don't think you can work with any other ghostwriters or publication houses in this industry, because all of them use merchants. This is your first interaction, so I understand it must be weird for you, but I'm sharing all the documentation, the links, all of that along with the contract via email. I'm going to ask your project manager to send that to you, and then I'll call you back within half an hour. Take back the dispute. If you need the amount back, I'll refund you. If you wish to proceed further and see the work, if you like the work that we are going to deliver to you, then we can talk about that. But either way, the dispute has to go, Chris. It cannot stay. Are you there?
Well, I don't know what to say. I'm just confounded. I just can't believe that you have to go through a merchant that there's a skin laboratory.
What is
laboratory.
So difficult
I mean,
about
hasn't
this?
Been,
it's
because
not even
it has nothing.
Not even a skincare product. At least review the link that I've shared with you. Go ahead and review the link.
Okay, you call me back in half an hour.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.